Castlegate Precinct was launched by SAP Development. It took place this morning with the Premier of Gauteng and Tshwane Mayor doing the honours of this 6 billion rand project in Pretoria. Joining us to speak about the development is property developer Raul de Villiers. Raul, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Ron.
Yeah.
Very well, thanks.
Raul, speak to us about on this event. What was the big idea and what are you hoping the precinct will do for the greater Tshwane community and the economy?
Ron, well, firstly, I think the land itself is a very prominent piece of land. It's located right on the N1 freeway and yep. R21 leading onto the airport. So that piece of land is about 60 hectares in size. I mean, that's 60 football fields.
Yep.
It's a huge piece of land. It's prominent and it's been lying there and was actually owned by the same family for 7 generations. So the time has come to really unlock the value on this piece of land. Atterbury... 3 years ago, we were able to enter to an agreement with the landowner into a joint venture. Subsequently, for the last 3 years, we've been tackling this project with the city of Tshwane to get all the necessary rights in place. For now, it's for the first phase. We are running with that. Yes, and it's a large mixed-use development project.
Yep.
Historically, Atterbury has done many retail standalone shopping centres. You'll recall the Mall of Africa. Woodlands, shopping centers like that. Our approach these days, much more into the precinct solution, whereby various synergetic economies come together from retail, office space, medical facilities. So yes, Castlegate, we as Atterbury have designed this integrated site to incorporate business, retail, residential, a very, very important part of today and supported by the Premier, Gauteng Premier David Makura himself, is this private medical care and private medical academy that is being envisaged. So the greater precinct will definitely benefit the greater Tshwane. We are investing a couple of hundred million into public infrastructure with the city of Tshwane. A new bridge will be built over the N1 highway to double up Solomon Mahlangu Drive, which is a very important arterial road connecting the eastern parts of Pretoria. And in this process, Ron, I'll just add, in the construction phase, we are projecting about 23,000 permanent jobs. And upon completion of all the phases, actually about 20,000 permanent jobs will be created. This is truly remarkable. And I think a little bit of light in a little bit of a dark economical cycle at the moment.
It is. The economy has been struggling over the last few years. Just how have you managed to continue developing infrastructure in such an environment?
Ron, I think our strong point has always been to go for the cherry assets, for the cherry sites. We take our time, but we really go for the strategically important locations. And then by sizing up, I mean, our developments in general are quite large, so they have critical mass, and they are able to withstand the test of time. When it comes to retail, bigger is better. The more tenants you have, the more selection you have for the customers, the longer you will survive and stay competitive. So now in the space of mixed-use developments, we are also focusing on critical mass and creating a space where, like I said before, there's a synergetic working together of the different elements. And this creates longevity and this creates a little bit of a safeguard against these cycles.
Are there any opportunities in its current state for small businesses to get involved?
Well, definitely. I think the spin-offs of a big investment like this goes into medium enterprises and small enterprises alike. I mean, there's 100 things that need to happen to support a development like this, from gardening services in the green areas to maintenance and recycling on the shopping center. So definitely, I mean, it has a broad impact. I think we calculated it at about 5 billion of indirect, 5 billion rands of indirect injection after this development that will go into the greater city of Tshwane.
All right. No, thank you very much for your time this evening. I was property developer at Atterbury Properties, Raul de Villiers. The time now is 6:30 and time for Power Headline News with Nhlanhla.